Brady on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. We are back. David Mitchell is with us. He is the owner and president of Ideal Insurance Agency with offices in Glendale and Surprise. You can reach him at 602-938-7579. Now, I asked David to do this program with us because insurance is one of those things that everybody has, but there are some misinterpretations of how insurance actually performs. I read a piece in a newspaper, don't remember which one, recently, and a guy was writing in because the company that wrote his homeowner's policy had canceled the policy. And he said, why'd they do that? And then the guy who was the writer on this asked him a couple of questions, and he said to him, well, he said, that's the number of claims you've made on this thing. He said, it's not a service plan. It's not like a home warranty to fix your air conditioner when it breaks down. This is insurance. This is meant for big stuff. So, David, people need to understand that insurance is a contract. It is a contract to essentially manage risk in the form of coverage for that risk. But there also are specifics in every insurance policy as to what's covered, what's not covered, and to what degree it's covered.
That's correct. And it's up to the insurance producer for any type of known type of exposures to go ahead and to alert the customer about those types of things. Of course, if you're calling in on a 1-800 number, you're trying to do it yourself on the internet, then you probably have not had that type of experience and background as far as insurance to be able to go ahead and do that. So it's wise to always have an insurance producer to guide you through those different areas and to ask some questions, but they should be, as far as the producer is concerned, also ask you some questions too to uncover some areas that may be vulnerable to the consumer. And so we want to make sure that that's taken care of. Once again, that's not going to be done necessarily in a 7-minute period or a 15-minute period. And so there's no time limit on those types of things that sometimes we hear advertisements on it. We get this done in 15 minutes. Well, do you really want it done in 15 minutes?
good question. Well, it's also, it's really like if you were, and I know they do they do medical examinations now over Zoom, but the truth of it is, how long would you stay with a doctor when you would never see the doctor? He would never have an in-person appointment with you, and he would never ask you any questions. It'd be like you call the doctor, and the doctor says, hey, I tell you what, we got a special on gallbladder removal today. Can I sign you up? It's like, what basis would you be signing me up? So when we look at this from an insurance standpoint, the importance of an agent in particular, an independent agent such as yourself, is that there's a very high level of expertise that's involved. And this is not just processing paperwork.
No, it's not. And I've continually learning myself out there, learning and also teaching. I'm teaching over at Rio Salado College. I teach a couple different insurance courses over there, and I've been involved with several court cases here in Arizona, as well as an expert in the area of insurance.
So let's get into the, no pun intended, nuts and bolts of a personal auto policy. What should people be thinking about there? We could create a number of different circumstances, but let's say the average family that is mom and a dad and maybe a teenage driver or two in the house. What should they be thinking about in terms of the coverage that they need?
Well, they definitely need to take a look at liability and to budget the best they can to be sure that there's enough coverage there as far as the liability we talked about earlier, and then make sure that that is covered. And then maybe take a look at some higher deductibles, because as you also alluded to earlier, is that the person that turns in claims on a regular basis over small amounts, those start to add up, and insurance companies take a look at the frequency of the claim as it relates to autos or homes or businesses. And so sometimes you always want to turn in a claim as if it's relating to bodily injury. If there's any type of bodily injury that's involved, you definitely want to go ahead and be sure on that. As far as the property is concerned, is it really worth it to turn in a $750 claim or a $1,000 claim if you've just had one the year before? And now we're starting to add those up, because insurance companies, and outside of the realm of what the insurance agent has control over, the insurance companies, after a period of time and take a look at the frequency, they may very well decide not to go ahead and continue on, and then of course have to go into a higher risk type company to go ahead and take care of the situations where sometimes the coverages are much more limited. As it relates to the auto, they're going to be taking a look at the liability. They're going to be taking a look at the comprehensive and the collision portion. And in these days, too, it's very important that you have high limits as it relates to uninsured and underinsured motorists. In the state of Arizona, the last statistics that came out, I believe, that I've seen was probably 2017. And I know they've changed since that point in time. But at that point in time, 12% of the people that we pass every single day do not have any insurance at all. And so what happens when they have a serious accident, or they cause a serious accident to our families? You know, where does that coverage come from? It comes for the bodily injury, comes from the uninsured motorist. Or even here in Arizona, there's probably over 50% of people will not have enough insurance that are out there. You might have enough insurance, but they don't have enough insurance as it relates to the bodily injury. Person ended up in the hospital for a few weeks, and now they're going to be off work for the next 3 to 6 months. And how does that all enter in? If you have underinsured motorists, that's where that's going to come in, because they had some coverage, but they didn't have enough coverage. We want to make sure that they have enough coverage for the uninsured and also the underinsured motorists there. And in these days, too, a lot of the umbrella policies will also carry some uninsured, underinsured motorists for a little additional cost, where you can go ahead and get that put on your umbrella policy as well. So that's really important. But my point was that as far as the comprehensive and collision is concerned, yes, I would say that you may want to take a look at some a little higher deductibles if you want to save a little bit of money and also keep the frequency down and help you with your future rates as well.
What does comprehensive mean?
Comprehensive is going to take in other than collision. So other than collision, the only exception to the collision being if a person was to hit an animal like a deer or something like that, that would also fall under comprehensive coverage. But your glass coverage or your vandalism coverage, your things that don't have anything to do with the collision that could actually happen to the vehicle as well.
Now, with teenagers, they are teenagers and under 25 drivers are prone to higher accident rates, mm-hmm. historically. And there's also things like DUIs or DWIs, depending upon what they're referred to in any particular place. I mean, those are things that head of household or parent needs to be aware of when they hand the kid the keys and say, you know, have a good time with your frat boy friends.
That's very true. Something we also run into sometimes with teenagers is that people want to have their teenager have their own vehicle in their own name. And they forget about what we call the family purpose doctrine here in Arizona, which means that if a person is responsible for somebody over 50% of the time, then they can also be brought into the lawsuit. So where there have been situations where people have gone out and had the teenager get a car only in their own name, thinking that the teenager doesn't have the same amount of assets type situations, not recognizing the fact that the parents can still be drawn into a situation like that. So it's not a good idea to go ahead and have a teenager go ahead and put it in their own name if the parents are still responsible for over 50%, because the parents can still control the insurance that way, whereas if maybe the teenager is going out and trying to get the minimum coverage, but the parents may have a nice place. They find out that the teenager goes out and has that unfortunate accident that's out there, and some parents may not be covered and probably would not be covered under the teenager's policy.
Yeah, and that there, folks, make a note to yourself. That is one of the reasons that you want to have an experienced, independent agent, because it is a consideration such as that where someone, a customer, I call it self-diagnosing, makes a horrific mistake that will really present a problem for them. David Mitchell is with us. He is the owner and president of Ideal Insurance Agency. We're talking insurance today. He has offices in both Glendale and Surprise. You can reach him at 602-938-7579, 602-938-7579. Quick break here. When we come back, business insurance and what's involved in that and what you should be thinking about there. Bill Brady on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX.